I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. Trump's banana Republicans have proposed that White House press briefings be moved out of the presidential mansion and held next door at the executive office building, and why should you care for one damned minute? Reince Priebus says it's a great thing because the result would be, quote, about quadrupling the amount of reporters that can cover the White House. And certainly that sounds like a wonderful intensification of the bright, shining light of a democratic free press on the operation of the commander-in-chief and his noble staff. The more, the better, right? Just the way it works in Russia, a giant crowd of reporters screaming for the leader's attention, making signs indicating what organization they belong to, and even signs and props indicating what questions they intend to ask. Some of them showing exactly the kind of objectivity and respectful skepticism a free press is supposed to bring to the coverage of government at its highest levels. And yes, she's a self-described journalist at a Putin news conference, holding a picture of Putin ripping off his shirt to indicate he's actually Superman. We are just a few steps removed from the contestants trying to get MC Monty Hall's attention during a taping of the old game show Let's Make a Deal. Though I would never want to insult anybody in a comparison among Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and Monty Hall. I have respect for Monty Hall. Look, I don't know the last time anything at a White House news conference or anything done by a White House correspondent actually contributed anything measurable to the coverage of a president. Not since Sam Donaldson used to make news by bellowing questions at Ronald Reagan and Reagan condemning himself by refusing to answer them. I also think that if traditional journalism contributes in any way to the prevention of dictatorship here now, it will be by the grunt work, fact-checking the White House news conferences and revealing legislation and departmental orders and checking legalities and confronting an administration's lies with facts. The next Woodward and Bernstein will get there not at the news conferences, but by skill at filing Freedom of Information Act requests. But the idea of quadrupling the amount of reporters that can cover the White House is a Trojan horse with a lot of Trojans in it. Firstly, there is the Putin-like spectacle. The bigger the room, the more room for staffers and hangers-on, and for want of a better term, Trump plants. Trump gave this stunt away at last week's news conference. He packed the place with people applauding for him, and they have as much right to be at a presidential news conference as would people booing him. And that amount of people is none. Quadrupling the number of so-called reporters at the news conferences, and you have suddenly created another stop on the Trump perpetual campaign rally tour. Quadruple the number of so-called reporters at the news conferences, and you suddenly make it easier to ignore the reporters with actual questions, as opposed to the ones carrying signs showing Trump wearing a Superman shirt. Quadruple the number of so-called reporters at the news conferences, and you suddenly change from difficult to impossible any coordinated action to prevent Trump repeating the other stunt he used in New York last week, singling out and attacking one reporter the way the bully picks out one kid from the crowd to beat up while the others say, "Thank goodness it wasn't me," and they continue to participate in the farce. The press corps should have walked out then and there, but all that would have happened then would have been more questions from Trump staffers. Quadruple the number of so-called reporters at the news conferences, and you lose any sense of who is asking the questions and what their motivations are. You may abhor Fox News, as Fox News viewers abhor me. You don't have any doubts as to why we are asking what we are asking, either of us. And you don't have any doubts about whether or not we have been planted there. It is, in retrospect, so absurd as to be almost unbelievable and almost forgotten. His name was Jeff Gannon, or so he said, and he represented something called Talon News, and in early 2003, the Bush White House press office began issuing him day passes to its news conferences. But then on January 26, 2005, President Bush held his own news conference, and there was Gannon of Talon News asking him about Senate Democratic leaders, quote, "How are you going to work with people who seem to have divorced themselves from reality?" Within 2 weeks, the whole stunt collapsed. Jeff Gannon was actually James Guckert, and the closest thing he had come to journalism before he began asking friendly questions at the White House was having his naked pictures appear on a series of gay escort websites. Gannon stopped writing for his site. The White House never gave him another press credential. His Talon News organization was tracked back to the owner of the website GOP USA, and then the Talon site was shuttered. It was also later revealed, but never convincingly explained, how Gannon slash Guckert had learned of an internal government memo about the outing of the CIA operative Valerie Plame. And just as all this was playing out, federal records were revealed showing the Bush administration had paid a man named Armstrong Williams $240,000. Williams had a syndicated newspaper column, and in exchange for that money, he was supposed to write positive articles about Bush's No Child Left Behind program and to try to convince other African-American journalists to do the same. The Bush administration's attempt at media manipulation, including literally buying good coverage, was amateur.